USA Radio News.
A U.S. service member was killed and another was wounded during an apparent insider attack in eastern Afghanistan. That's according to a statement from U.S. forces in Afghanistan. Millions of Americans are hitting the road this Labor Day, with peak travel times being this afternoon into early evening. According to AAA, the average price for a gallon of regular unleaded gasoline is $2.83 a gallon. A AAA spokesman also talks about why so many people are traveling.
Summer is synonymous with vacations. It's a pastime people don't want to give up. And when the economy is performing better, which we're seeing now, and people have a little bit more change in their pockets, they're inclined to spend that on travel.
President Trump was on Twitter bright and early this morning saying the American worker is doing better than before. Celebrate Labor Day. The president also wished everyone a happy Labor Day, saying our country is doing better than ever with unemployment setting record lows. Trump also tweeted that he's doing what he can to fix some of the worst trade deals ever. This is USA Radio News.
Do you want a more honest media? Hello, my name is Robert Farrow, and I've grown tired of shadow banning, censorship, and one-sided reporting from today's news and social media companies. That's why my team created RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com. It's the only place where you'll get all the news. It's usually one click to join, so check us out today. RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com.
There's a new NATO commander in Afghanistan for the 41 nations that make up the Resolute Support Mission. Here's USA Radio Network's John Clemens with more on the story.
During the change of command ceremonies, it was pointed out that Afghanistan has been at war for more than 40 years. The command flags were exchanged from Army General John Nicholson to General Austin Miller of Fort Bragg, North Carolina.
The world recognizes that Afghanistan cannot be a safe haven for terrorism. The world recognizes we cannot fail. I know this has been a long fight, and it has been generational.
Today is the last day of horse racing at Del Mar Fairgrounds, which is just outside of San Diego, California. Now, last night, they had an Ice Cube concert, and a sheriff's deputy, had to shoot someone because the man was ticked off because the concert was sold out. This eyewitness describes the scene.
It happened so fast. There's 1,000 people, but yes, it did happen. It was taken care of.
The final day of horse racing at Del Mar will begin today at 2 o'clock Pacific time. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Angela Duckworth is the world's leading expert on grit, that much-hyped ingredient that she believes is needed for personal success. Duckworth is the CEO of Character Lab. She talks a little bit more about character development and grit.
The first thing I should say is that I still believe that this combination of passion and perseverance is a common denominator of excellence. It doesn't matter whether you're trying to become a world-class athlete or a broadcast journalist or anything else. So that hasn't changed. But one thing that I have learned since writing the book is just the importance of passion and the challenge that so many people have in figuring out something they love is in some ways more difficult than the perseverance half of grit.
Duckworth talks about how you need to be passionate about something before you can build that grit.
I think that's my, you know, major quip with tiger parenting, right? I mean, you cannot, like, chain your kid to a piano bench and expect them...
I'll cross that off my list.
Yeah, no chaining piano benches in case that was, you know, something you were considering. But I do see parents making this mistake all the time. They think, like, oh, my kids need to learn a work ethic, so I will sign them up for this really hard sport. But if the kid doesn't choose that activity, I feel like you have missed the first thing that you need to do as a parent.
And finally, a few Labor Day facts for you on this Labor Day. Back in 1882, the first Labor Day was celebrated in New York City, and back in 1887, Oregon was the first state to create Labor Day as an official holiday. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.